by Daryl Silverstone and Dave Turner.
Hello, Father. I've brought you some fresh flowers. They're from the garden. I'm trying to look after it myself now. I'm sure if you could see it, you would be very pleased. We miss you, Father. I suppose you knew we would, didn't you? The mother does too. I'm sure she does. Though she hides it, I think. Don't be angry with me, Father. I know you're happy now where you are, but I just thought you'd like to know that we are missing you. I'd better go back now. I think it's going to rain. I'll come back tomorrow. I'll bring some more flowers from the garden and we'll talk some more. Oh, the attendant says you've got the nicest grave in the whole cemetery. Goodbye, Father.
Oh, Joanie. Joanie, look at you. Oh, honestly, sometimes I wonder about you.
I went to see Father. I wanted to say that...
Don't tell me. I know where you've been. For the past 6 months, you visited your father every single day. If he were alive, he'd feel flattered, I'm sure.
I miss him, Mother. Don't you?
Yes. Well, yes, of course I do. But I've got other interests besides traipsing off to the cemetery, especially in weather like this. Here. Take a towel and dry your hair. It shouldn't be long now before it hangs right down on your shoulders again.
I think Father will like that. He liked it when it was long, didn't he?
Joanie, please. Understand this. I know you loved your father. You miss him. That's only natural. But he's gone now. There's no use pretending he's still alive. That won't change a thing.
I know he won't ever come back, Mother. But even now, he's still with me. It's as if he's standing right next to me.
Well, don't forget one thing. Whatever anybody says, just remember, your father loved you.
Why would anyone ever think otherwise?
Yes, of course. Look, why don't you go and set the fireplace? I think a nice warm fire will be just the thing tonight.
Yes, that is a good idea.
Don't let her ever know the truth. Not ever. Oh.
Hello, Mary.
Dan, come in.
I hope I'm not disturbing you, am I?
No, not at all.
Real storm brewing out there.
Yes, it looks that way. Here, take a seat.
Thanks. How are things? You keeping all right?
No complaints, Dan. There are others worse off, I'm sure.
And Joanie, how's she keeping?
She's fine, thanks. Just fine.
Well, if there's anything you need, anything at all, don't hesitate to ask.
Thanks, Dan. I really appreciate that. If I do, I'll come running.
I bumped into Doc Walbert this morning. He was telling me about Joanie.
Dan, please. I understand how you feel, and I don't blame you for anything. Don't torture yourself any more. It's past and...
I wish it were as simple as that, Mary, but it isn't. It's Joanie, you see. Every time I hear her name, I keep remembering. Then the questions start.
Dan, stop it. You did what any man would have done in the same situation. Because of that, Joni's alive today.
I've told myself that over and over, but there's still the doubt that Mark ever intended to harm her at all. My bullet didn't just rob her of a father. It robbed her of a part of her life, a part that no one can ever replace.
It's done. No amount of self-torment is going to alter that. Mark was insane. You knew that. We all did. He was capable of anything, even killing his only child.
But what about her? What if she ever hears?
She won't. People aren't that cruel, Dan. I'm sure they...
Hi, Uncle Dan.
Oh, hello, Joni. How are you today? Huh?
Fine. I've just lit the fire.
Like a nice cup of coffee, darling?
Yes, please. Uncle Dan.
Yes, Joni.
Can I ask you something? You don't think Father minds the cold, do you? When it rains, I think perhaps he might.
No. No, he won't be cold. If you remember, he always liked the rain, didn't he? He's probably enjoying every minute of it.
I'll ask him tomorrow. Shall I tell him you send your love too?
Yes. Yes, Joni, please do.
He'll be pleased. He knows you always liked him. Uncle Dan, I think he misses you a lot. I can tell by the way he looks at me. Almost as if he wanted to cry. Those horrible young boys tell such horrible lies about Uncle Dan. Anyway, I don't mind. At least when I'm here, they don't dare follow me. I can't imagine why they should be frightened of cemeteries. It's so peaceful here, with the birds and everything. Even Mother says you found contentment at last. We were happy too, weren't we?
I think he's much happier now, you know.
Oh, you gave me quite a fright.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to scare you. Your father's?
Yes. He died 6 months ago. It was very sudden.
I think he died violently.
Oh, no. Father was a gentle person. He just died.
You must miss him.
Oh, yes, I do. I come here every day. I just had an operation, and I don't go to school anymore, so I come to see him.
You mind if I join you for a little while?
What's your name?
Andrew. Andrew Garwin.
Andrew Garwin. Father, I've brought a friend to see you. His name's Andrew Garwin. Say hello, Andrew.
Hello, Mr. Galloway.
Go on. Say something else. He loves chatting.
I'm sorry I never met you sooner, Mr. Galloway. I could have enjoyed talking to you. I hear you were a very peaceful person. I still think you died violently, though. Why should a peaceful person die violently? Why?
Are you going out to visit your father this morning, Joni?
No. I'm going somewhere with Andrew. He asked me to. Father said it would be fine.
Well, I don't want to spoil your day, Joan, but it would put my mind at ease if you'd introduce your friend to me first.
Oh, I would, but it's just that Andrew says he's shy.
Well, I can understand that, but I do think I'd like to meet him.
Well, I'll talk to him and try and change his mind. When you do meet him, you'll like him. Everybody does.
I'm sure I will. By the way, where's he taking you?
Where? Oh, Nicholwood Cemetery, of course. I don't think I like it here, Andrew. This isn't a happy place like my father's cemetery.
Neither does Margaret. She's a friend I want you to meet. She... But there wasn't time to tell her that...
Did she die as well?
Yes, very suddenly. And she was beautiful.
Maybe she won't like me, not being much to look at. The other young people I know don't like me.
Who needs other people, Joni? We're friends.
Yes, we are, aren't we? Good friends.
Yeah. Margaret's grave is just up ahead. Oh, wait a bit, Joni. Hold back. You see, there's a woman over there. That's her mother. We better wait till she goes.
Goodness gracious, look at that. She's crying.
Yeah.
Why should she be crying?
Well, you see, other people, they don't understand like we do. They can't see that death is beautiful. They just don't see it.
Well, I'm going to tell her, Andrew.
No.
I'm sure Margaret wouldn't want her mother to cry.
No, let's just pretend we've come to visit this grave here.
But won't Margaret be disappointed? She was your friend, wasn't she?
No, she... I only knew her for a very short while before she died.
Oh, what a pity.
Yeah.
She was lucky to have such a good friend, though. Do you visit her often?
Quite often, but I have other friends, too, you see, and they're buried in other cemeteries, so I must divide my time between them. Margaret's my favorite, though, so I come here most often.
He's not so lucky. Look here. Martin Barnett, 1903 to 1969. He's been gone only 4 years, and they've forgotten him. Isn't that sad?
Probably had no friends. You know, sometimes when I'm standing here like this, I can almost see the person.
Can you now? Can you see Martin Barnett?
Yeah, he's sick. He died because he was sick. He was unlucky. When I go, I don't want to go the way he did. I want to die beautifully.
I'm sure you will, Andrew. You'll just lie down, and there'll be a beautiful dream or something.
No, you don't understand. Death is the ultimate paradise. I want to appreciate the transition.
I don't understand.
It's simple. If you're happy here, alive and happy, you fear death. It's the great unknown. But imagine if you're not happy. If you're so unhappy, you want to die. Then you welcome it.
Oh, yes, of course.
No, but then you go one step further. If you can imagine the worst possible pain and terror you can suffer, you want to stop it. You want to stop it. The mindless terror. You just want to stop it, and then... And then from one extreme to the other. Beautiful. Oh, I want to die like Margaret did. And all my friends, violently.
Don't worry. I'll be as tactful as I can. I'm sure you're making something out of nothing, though.
Maybe you're right, but I just feel Joan's...
Oh, hello, Joni!
Uncle Dan! I saw your car outside.
Did you enjoy your afternoon, dear?
Oh, it was beautiful, Mother.
Your mother's been telling me you've got yourself a young man.
Oh, he's just a friend, Uncle Dan. A friend.
Oh, I'm sure he is. Does he work here in Banfield?
No, not in Banfield.
Where does he come from?
I don't know. I never asked him. But everybody loves him. I know that.
And you, Joni? How do you feel about him?
Well, he's different. I like him because we understand each other. He doesn't say nasty things to me.
What does he do for a living?
I don't know. Is it important?
Of course not. We're just interested, that's all. Anyone who pleases you interests us. This Andrew... I don't remember his last name.
It's Garwin, Mother. Andrew Garwin. Everybody loves him. He took me to Margaret Anhurst's grave today. And she told me how grateful she was to have a friend like Andrew.
Well, yes, I must be off. Oh, when you've got time, Joni, bring your young man to see me. I'd also like to be his friend.
I really think you should stop seeing this, Andrew.
Stop seeing him? But he's my friend, Mother.
I know that, but your Uncle Dan has been doing some checking up about Andrew, and, well, we don't think he's good company for you.
Is it because he killed those people?
Oh!
It's only because he was being kind to the Mother.
Are you saying he killed someone?
Yes, his friends. You know, the ones we've been visiting. I can't see that that's any reason to stop me seeing him. They're so grateful to him, Mother. They all love him.
Sit down, Joan. I must make a phone call.
Can I go and say goodbye to Andrew, Mother?
No, no. I forbid you to see him. You stay right where you are.
Dan Redfern speaking.
Dan, you'd better get here straight away. Joan says that friend of hers, that Andrew, is a murderer.
What? Is she there now, Mary?
No.
Don't let her go. Don't let her go at
all. Joanie! Come back!
Why did you tell her, Joanie? I thought we were friends.
But we are, Andrew. Don't you see? I had to.
Yeah, but now she'll have told your Uncle Dan. They'll come looking for me. They're like that, people are.
They won't find you if you run. You could get as far as... Oh, there's Uncle Dan!
Garwin! Garwin, can you hear me? Are you listening, Garwin? Garwin, don't touch her. Keep still. Do you hear me? I have a gun, and I'll use it if you touch her.
You must run.
No, there's something I must do first, Joni.
No, Andrew. What are you...
I've got the girl, okay? If you come near me, I'm... Joni.
Why didn't you run, Andrew? You could have got away. It would have been much better.
No. You've got to tell them. Tell them why.
Joni, are you all right?
I'm fine, Uncle Dan. I knew you'd come. I'm so grateful for what you did. I'm glad you shot him.
Did he hurt you?
Andrew... Oh, no, you don't understand. He was my friend. It's just like it was with my father.
With your father? What do you mean?
Well, like this, with the rain and everything. You were going to take my father away, weren't you? Just as you wanted to take Andrew. I would never have seen either of them again, but I knew you'd come out here looking for Andrew. It's wonderful. Now I can visit them both. Andrew is so grateful to you.
Grateful?
Listen. It's so beautiful.
Let's go home now, shall we, Joni?
Listening to Drama International. Join us again next week at the same time for more Drama International.